What shapes a president? The answer lies not in marble halls or power corridors, but in the simple moments that forge character. A young boy stands mesmerized as Ramaswaram's sun melts into the Bay of Bengal, painting the sky in impossible colors. His small hands collect tamarind seeds from railway tracks, earning precious pocket money. His mother wakes him before dawn with, "Abdul, wake up, Kanna," her voice soft yet insistent. These fragments, a sunset, scattered seeds, a mother's call, seem unremarkable, yet they contain the entire architecture of an extraordinary life. Born into modest means on Mosque Street, the youngest child learned early that wealth isn't measured in rupees, but in relationships and resilience. His father owned coconut groves and ran a ferry business, enough for comfort, not luxury. What the family lacked in material abundance, they compensated with intellectual curiosity. Those pre-dawn walks through coconut plantations became philosophy lessons without walls, where endless questions about nature received patient answers. His sister Zohra recognized something special in this dreamy child obsessed with birds and celestial mechanics. She couldn't have imagined that decades later, this boy who climbed trees in his imagination would help a nation reach for the stars. One afternoon, a mathematics teacher arrived at their home, not to complain, but to celebrate. Full marks in mathematics and science, excellence in English and Tamil. His mother prepared special poli, those sweet chapatis that would forever taste of possibility. This wasn't just academic success, it was validation that dreams planted in Ramaswaram's soil could bloom anywhere. Education became his oxygen. Before sunrise prayers, he attended special mathematics classes where numbers revealed their hidden poetry. At Schwartz High School, then St. Joseph's College in Tiruchirappalli, he encountered educators who understood a profound truth. Teaching isn't about filling vessels, but lighting fires. Professor Thothatri Iyengar spent an entire 1952 lecture discussing Aryabhatta, Bhaskara, and Ramanujam, not as distant historical figures, but as proof that Indian minds could reshape mathematics itself. Calculus Srinivasan pushed them beyond textbooks into conceptual territories, where mathematics became philosophy. Father Sequeira opened different doors. Hardy, Tolstoy, Scott, writers who proved that understanding human nature mattered as much as understanding equations. The college library became sacred space. Here was education's true purpose, not memorization, but transformation. Zohra pawned her gold jewelry to fund his aeronautical engineering at Madras Institute of Technology. Two decommissioned airplanes on campus symbolized both proximity to dreams and evidence of possibility. After graduation, he interviewed for the Indian Air Force, demonstrating technical mastery. He placed 9th. They selected 8. That razor-thin margin devastated him. Wandering to Rishikesh, Swami Sivananda offered wisdom. Some doors close so others can open. The Directorate of Technical Development and Production hired him for the hovercraft project Nandi. They impressed Defense Minister Krishna Menon so thoroughly, he rode their creation despite safety concerns. When support evaporated after Menon's resignation, the Indian Committee of Space Research called. The universe answered, just not as expected. From childhood dreams of flying airplanes, destiny redirected him towards something grander, helping India reach space. Sometimes our prayers are answered in languages we don't initially understand. A rocket component balanced on a bicycle, two scientists racing against approaching rain. This absurd image captures India's early space program. Today's ISRO launches satellites and Mars missions with precision, but it began in a repurposed church where the altar became an assembly platform for components transported by bicycle. Dr. Vikram Sarabhai and Dr. Homi Bhabha chose Tumba for its proximity to Earth's magnetic equator. Space technology wasn't about prestige, but practical transformation, communication, weather forecasting, resource management, education delivery. Then came SLV-3's first launch attempt. With 8 seconds remaining, automatic systems halted everything. After corrections, they watched years of work plunge into the Bay of Bengal when the second stage malfunctioned. Professor Satish Dhawan personally woke him from despondent isolation and stood beside him at the press conference, absorbing blame while protecting his team. 18 months later, when SLV-3 successfully placed the Rohini satellite into orbit, Dhawan insisted his mission director address the press alone. When Prime Minister Indira Gandhi requested a meeting, he worried about his ordinary clothes. Dhawan's response became legend: "You are beautifully clothed in your success." Why develop weapons? India once pioneered rocket weapons, only to see the British adopt them against us centuries later. A historical irony too painful to repeat. At Hyderabad's Defense Research and Development Laboratory, brilliant scientists languished under bureaucracy and past failures. His leadership formula? Defined goals, positive thinking, visualization, unwavering belief. They launched 5 missile systems simultaneously: Prithvi, Trishul, Nag, Akash, and Agni, an intermediate-range ballistic missile, announcing India's strategic capabilities. Trishul launched successfully. Prithvi followed in 1988, but Agni aborted twice. With morale collapsing, he spoke truth. In technology development, the road to success is littered with failures. Those who learn and persist ultimately succeed. On May 22, 1989, Agni flew flawlessly for 600 seconds, demonstrating 1,500 to 3,000 kilometer range. He named it Agni for the fire within, the latent energy burning away ignorance while propelling India toward developed nation status. The missile program transformed India's defense capabilities and international standing, but its greatest impact was psychological, proving Indian scientists could achieve world-class results with limited resources when given clear direction and freedom from bureaucratic interference. After Agni's success, Kalam became scientific advisor to the defense minister, envisioning India's transformation into a developed nation by 2020. He rediscovered teaching's joy while encouraging young people to pursue their dreams. In 1997, the Bharat Ratna acknowledged his achievements. Then came Operation Shakti in 1998. When Prime Minister Vajpayee asked about nuclear test timelines, he replied, "T-30 days." Working as Colonel Prithvi Raj in Pokhran's harsh desert, wearing army uniform with camouflaged structures to avoid satellite detection, they prepared in absolute secrecy. On May 11, 1998, he gave the final signal. The successful tests released energy equivalent to 53 kilotons of TNT, surprising the world. When questioned about reconciling India's non-violent principles with nuclear capability, he explained that, while committed to peace, nations need security in an uncertain world. Then came the most unexpected turn. While teaching at Anna University, Prime Minister Vajpayee called. He'd been unanimously chosen as presidential candidate. On July 25, 2002, at 70, wearing a navy blue bandgala suit for the first time, he became India's 11th president. He invited 37 people from Rameswaram and 100 children to his swearing-in, a journey from newspaper delivery boy to Rashtrapati Bhavan, embodying India's promise that anyone could rise through dedication and service. After his presidency ended on July 24, 2007, he moved to 10 Rajaji Marg in New Delhi. At 75, retirement never crossed his mind. He taught at IITs and IIMs, spoke at schools, and wrote books spreading hope and knowledge. From millions of interactions with children, he distilled 7 essential lessons. Set clear aims early. Purpose established in youth drives success. Acquire knowledge relentlessly. Education provides the foundation for accomplishment. Work consistently toward goals. Effort overcomes impossible challenges. Manage failure as leadership's essence. Setbacks come, but perseverance brings success. Find tasks that give true bliss. His deepest joy came from using missile technology to develop lightweight calipers for polio-affected children, seeing them suddenly walk and run. Embrace books as lifelong companions. Finally, ask what you'll be remembered for. Shape your legacy through innovation, discovery, or fighting injustice. His journey from Rameswaram to India's highest office proves dreams become reality through education, hard work, and commitment to larger purposes. As he tells students, India doesn't lack resources, talent, or dreams. It sometimes lacks resourcefulness, platforms, and courage to pursue them relentlessly. In a world measuring success by wealth and power, here stands a different metric, a life measured in dreams ignited, minds inspired, confidence restored. The wings of fire that once propelled missiles now carry hope transcending generations, reminding us that every child gazing at stars contains the potential to reach them.